Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Phones are already ringing. We're a little bit late getting going on Tradio, but here we are.
Here we are, yeah. So, folks, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or an event coming up, of
yes.
which there's many, you can give us a call. Our number, 907-531-8049. We'd like to hear from you. And we do have a couple callers on the line. It's just us here, so we're going to say hello, and then hopefully it's you on the line, and then we'll take it from there.
Right. We do not have a dedicated phone answerer, so
yeah.
If it's you, say hi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the person who called first, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good
yes,
morning.
That's you. Go ahead.
This is Stephanie Tinas, and I'm just calling for the Sons of Norway. Just to remind everybody, we have our Meatball Palooza potluck on Sunday at 5 p.m.
Okay, at the hall. And you guys are making the meatballs, right?
Right, but it's also bring your favorite meatball if you would like, or a side dish or dessert to share.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. So that's the Palooza part. If you like a certain, you can share some with us and say, this is my favorite meatball. So, yes, we do make the meatballs. And this is an officer potluck. So we serve you guys and all meatballs, but bring something to share. And it is our last potluck for this spring. And then we'll be resuming again in the fall. So hope to see everybody there.
Okay. And Stephanie, starts at 5, right, as usual?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. 5 o'clock, Julie.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you. Okay. You guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye. All right. So if you've called into Tradio, there's only one person on the line, so it's definitely you. And you're on the air. Can you hear us?
It's definitely me then.
Yeah. Yes, it is, Joyce.
Okay. Just calling for bingo tonight. Sons of Norway upstairs. And doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. We're having chicken, taco, soup. We're having rolls. And I'm making lemon bars and cupcakes.
Okay.
Yum. Lemon bars and cupcakes.
And cupcakes. Thank you for the donuts, Joyce. We really appreciate that.
Did they taste okay?
Yeah.
Sure
yeah.
did.
I think they're gone.
They didn't have as much sugar as the store ones, so I wasn't sure.
No, that's okay.
Okay, and I'm looking for something a decent, nice love seat that has two cushions, not the big sofa, a love seat.
Okay.
Okay, so like a short couch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 518-0602.
Okay, thanks, Joyce.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joyce. All right. Well, we have a little gap in the clouds. Well, I hope we have a gap in the clouds, literally, but Tradio-wise, we're still waiting for callers. Folks can call in our number 907-531-8049.
And in that pile, I believe next Friday, it's the beginning of Norwegian Dance for Kids at the Sons of Norway Hall. I know I'm giving you a little hunt there.
I know, you are.
Yeah, anyway, because Mayfest is just around the corner. It's only about a month away. Well, a little over a month away, so
really?
Kids will have to start dancing, and boonads will have to be found. and the little socks and the little purse and all that paraphernalia. But anyway, I know that Stephanie Tinas sent us a message saying that Norwegian Dance was going to start on Friday. And, oh, it's Brandy, it says. Call Brandy for details. 907-518-4070.
All right.
And here may be a correction to that. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, we just got a bunch of calls. I do have something to say later. Remind me about the Mitkoff Dance Studio, but hopefully someone will call about that.
The Mitkoff Dance Studio Dance Recital on Monday and Tuesday, the 20th and 21st, tickets. Where you can get your tickets at Lee's Clothing for $15. And remember, they sell out, so you want to get them soon. No, think you're going to get them at the door, because unless there's a scalper there, you won't.
Yeah.
And it starts at 6:30. Doors open 30 minutes ahead of time.
You're on fire, Julie, this morning.
Well,
that was
that's an important event that I always keep track of. So there you have it. Okay. What do we have?
Well, we have a caller on line one. There's no way for you to know, but you're on the air if you can hear us.
Hey, I can hear you. This is Sally calling.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, happy Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's the last time I'm going to wear my Pioneer hat this year, but the tea is tomorrow, and I believe there's still tickets available at Lee's Clothing.
Okay.
And the cost is $20. And if you're single, don't worry about that. They've got multiple tables where people can sit family style, and they'll be decorated. And, you know, you just maybe you'll find your new best friend.
Sure, and have great tea and savory and sweet snacks, am I right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm working on my four right now.
Ooh.
Matter of fact. Yes.
Okay, and live music, I heard.
From Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. It should be a wonderful time. And the money that's raised goes to high school senior college scholarships or labor schools, trade schools.
Right. High school senior scholarships. Excellent.
Yeah. And then my second hat, of course, is the upcoming Rosemont classes. The bean pod on Tuesday is completely full with a wait list. And a little hard to have a wait list for that one because we have a very specific wood item and we only have 12 of them. And they are taken.
Okay. That was a cool shape.
Yeah. And it's got that neat lid that comes off.
Mm-hmm.
But Wednesday and Thursday, we do still have a few of those pieces. We have like 9 people in those classes. And then on the Saturday class, we have about 13, and we have 20 for that class. We ordered lots of wood for that class.
Okay.
So there's still time to call in and or stop by and sign up for a class. Or just if you're just interested and you're not really sure, just stop by during our class time and take a wander through the room and talk to people and see what we're doing.
And it's upstairs, Sons of Norway, am I correct?
Yes, and it starts on Tuesday and goes through Saturday of this next week.
Okay.
And should be a lot of fun. Actually, it's not this next week. It's the week after. But it starts on the 21st.
Right, it's coming soon.
Yes, coming soon. We have a wonderful teacher coming from Eugene, Oregon, that I've known for many years. And Patty Jo is bringing stuff with her, and she's excited. It's her first off-continent class, she said.
Oh, interesting. And did you say there's going to be an open house with her on the 20th if she gets in on the plane?
Yeah, we're going to have a little evening event where she's going to show a 45-minute video. It'll just kind of be playing, and then you can ask her questions and meet her and see what the samples look like and kind of figure out if you're one of the students where you want to sit in the class, because we'll be moving tables around and getting things organized. And but, yeah, it's going to probably be like from 5 to 7.
Okay.
So the people that are working can still stop by, and we will have the coffee on. It'll be half calf, of course, but we'll have the coffee on and a few little snacky doos.
That sounds great. Okay.
Yeah, and we're hoping people that are interested at all in rosemaling or want to be a future student will stop by and kind of get the bug.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you have pretty good enrollment already for the first class, for sure.
Yeah. I think part of it, you know, we provide the paint and the brushes for anybody that doesn't have them, which is really helpful because there's no place really to get good brushes. You have to order them.
Mm-hmm.
And we also provide lunch all those days of the classes.
Oh, well, that'll be delicious. I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So So anyway, I want everyone to have a wonderful, safe weekend. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow from 1 to 3, come to the tea. We'd be happy to welcome you.
Sounds good, Sally. Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
You're welcome. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And we do have another few callers on the line. This next one, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
That's you.
Hi there.
Hi,
I've got a couple things for sale. And one of them's an orange box full of penny collection. They're all in cases. And they go from 1909 to about 2020.
Okay.
And some of them are full, some of them aren't. And I'm open to offers for them. I have about 30 books of them. And the other thing I have is four hunting knives that I've never used. And I just got them as a collection. And they're 6-inch blades to 12-inch blades, and they're handmade.
Mm-hmm.
Some are bone handles. And I'm just open to offers for both of these things. And if anyone wants a 100-year-old house, we've got one for sale. So all that's open for offers.
Do you want to have a little more of a chat about that 100-year-old house?
Well, it started out as a net house in 1920. And it's our house. And then in mid-1970s, it was converted into a four-bedroom, two-bath home.
Oh.
And it,
does Liz know you're selling it on Tradio?
Well, I'm not opposed, and I have no pride. And it's got a dock and a ramp to it. It's on the water, and it's next to Tonka.
Right.
And we're open to offers.
So, okay.
That
brings up a lot of questions that I won't bother you with on the air. But, okay.
Well, it comes furnished.
Oh, furnished.
Because we're moving, and so we don't want to, it's too expensive to move furniture.
Can I ask where you're going?
Olympia. Liz has two brothers there, I need some assistance, so that's a good place to be.
All right. Oh, we'll miss you.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'll miss this place, too. I've been here 30 years, and Liz has been here 50, and it's going to be hard to leave.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
And my number is 907. Mm-hmm. 772-3677.
3677. Okay, well, John, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you, and you guys have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right, and we do have another two callers on the line. Here's another one. You're on the air.
Hello. Are you on the air?
Hello.
Yes,
I hear you.
That's you.
Oh, hi. I jumped in the last couple times. I say, you're call number one or two or whatever.
That's when we have someone to answer the phone.
I was just wondering, I'm looking for an Instant Pot.
Okay.
Oh, an Instant Pot. I loved my Instant Pot when I had one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're cool. I just want a bigger one. I don't want a tiny one. If they call me and tell me what size they have, I'd appreciate it. And if it comes with any other pieces to it, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly recent, nothing Methuselah, but
okay. But, I don't think Methuselah had an Instant Pot.
Well, she did. She'd be a fast cook.
Well, and who's this calling?
Yeah. Okay, my phone number is 738-2447, and that's an Alaska prefix, too.
Okey-doke. We will put that on there.
All right. Thank you.
And if I don't answer the phone, please do send me a message, and I'll get back to you. And then another thing I'm looking for, I'm always looking for yarn.
There was just a Facebook entry of someone selling a lot of yarn. Do you have Facebook access?
Yeah, I'm going there at 11, but
okay.
Chances are he's probably already sold out. But,
maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
Four-ply.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And again, same phone number.
Okay.
And I appreciate your show.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I know it's awkward when people don't get a number of a phone because then they're sitting there going, is she talking to me? Or am I, you know, but we next caller.
Well, so the next caller has been waiting for almost 9 minutes here. So if you've been sitting on the phone for a while, this next one is you.
You are you, yeah.
All right, you're on the air.
Well, I guess that would be me. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I'm calling about the Friends of the Library book sale tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been doing an excellent job advertising it, so everybody knows it's from 11 to 1. But I'm just calling to highlight some of the things and to let everybody know that it's $5 a bag, except for the books, except for the silent auction books.
Right.
So, and we have lots of books. And I was also instructed to say that we have a whole box of Reloading and Gun books because someone asked about that a few months ago. So maybe they're out there listening and they'll be able to show up.
Okay.
We have a lot of puzzles. Mm-hmm. The puzzles are $1 a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a special silent auction of a Melissa Caraway quilt and an original watercolor.
I think it's of daffodils, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is of daffodils. It's very lovely.
I saw that.
And so, yeah.
Okay. Are you accepting any more donations? Having dropped 3 bags off myself, I bet you're getting a little tired of seeing stuff come in the door.
Today, we will not accept any tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said when I was announcing it earlier, but I thought you might have cut us off prior to that because it was a tidal wave of books coming in.
Good.
It'll be a tidal wave of books going out, too.
I hope. And then I just want to remind folks that the proceeds from the book sales we do and also the bookshelves are in the library where you can buy books anytime, the used books. All the proceeds go to the libraries in town, the public library and both school libraries. We help with different projects and we do a lot with that money that folks come and buy books at the library. Also, if you're a member, you can join up at the book sale.
Oh, good. So you can join at the time. And I'm not sure if you know, Marilyn, but I guess there's going to be a seed sale from the market also at the book sale.
Right.
Is that at the same time, or you don't know?
I was the first. When you announced that, I was like,
My
thought was, where is it going to be? Must be they're going to be in the lobby or something.
No, in the conference room.
It's in the Ruth Sandvik conference room. And it's from, from what I have here, it's from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
Because there's no, I'm not in charge, but there's no room that I saw.
Right.
But maybe there's room.
No, there is in the Ruth Sandvik conference room, which is another room on the other side of the library.
Oh,
correct.
Right. Oh, good.
Yes, all set there.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I know I'm sound crazy. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
And then did anybody call about the garage sale on 704 Rambler?
No,
we have not heard of that.
Okay, so that's my daughter and her friends, and it's 704 Rambler tomorrow.
Okay, what time?
From 10 until noon, and it's multifamily, women's clothes, kids' clothes, toys, housewares, decorations, and more.
Okay, so everything you would need to live here.
That's right.
Pretty much. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Well, that's good timing. Seems like people could show up to the garage sale at 10, spend some time, and then go to the book sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, exactly.
And then seeds at 11:30. Oh, my gosh.
It's all in one package. And then you have to go home and deal with it all.
Let's not be discouraging. We just want people to shop.
No.
Just remember, pick up cash, cash at the ATM or bring your checkbook.
That's right. That's right. Especially for the book sale would be really nice because it's either cash or check.
Yes, good to know.
Okay. But of course, my daughter and those gals, they have a Venmo. You can scan. They have a Square or Venmo account that you can put money in.
Ah, oh, the Brave
They're way
New
more
World.
Advanced than the Friends.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, okay. Well, thanks so much, you guys, and have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, bye.
Okay, so we have a caller who's been waiting for about 7 minutes or so. Thanks for being patient. You're on the air.
Is it me?
Yes. It is.
All right. Hello. Good morning.
Hi,
this
Cuz.
Is Cynthia. Hello. I'm calling about Beat the Odds. We have just over a week to go before our race. It's on April 18th out at Sandy Beach Park. Registration is open now at Lee's Clothing. We have a beautiful T-shirt for $25 with the registration included in the registration fee. And it's designed by Kaya Dahl, and it's a gorgeous floral band across the front. The good news is, today after 11, Desi and Jenny will be outside Lee's Clothing with the T-shirts and the registration. So if you're downtown today, be quick and easy to get a T-shirt and support Beat the Odds.
So they'll be sitting at a table outside Lee's?
They will be, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then the race will be on the 18th. It can be a run, it can be a walk, it can be a stroll. It starts at 9 with an 8:45 warm-up and 8:30 registration out at the park.
Okay. Oh, because I'd said earlier 8 o'clock. That's a little early, I think.
Well, that's what the poster says. Come on out. It gets to be a little long, but you're welcome to come out at 8.
And then you'll be ready for the warm-up at 8:45.
You sure will be. Yes, you will.
Oh, thanks, Cynth. I've got mine already. That T-shirt is beautiful.
Isn't it, though? And, yeah, there's a beautiful white one. There's also a gray to choose from. So, yes.
Long
well,
sleeved.
Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's only one caller on the line at the moment, so if you're waiting for Tradio, it's definitely you.
Hi, it's me again, Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hello. I know you guys have been announcing it, but I'm just calling to let people know that today and tomorrow are the last days to donate to the annual Petersburg Lutheran Church Basement Baked Goods Book Soup and Bread Sale, which will be on the 18th of April. So if you're wanting to donate something, please don't drop it outside the door in the off hours. But today it is from 4 to 6 p.m., tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.,
okay.
And that's the final. So, and all proceeds support local programs through the Lutheran Church.
Yes, and the sale itself is next weekend, the 25th, is that right?
No, it's the 18th.
Oh,
and
the
18th. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 to 2, and that includes a delicious lunch.
Lunch will be homemade soup, homemade bread, and there'll be a bake sale with all kinds of goodies, breads and rolls and cookies and all kinds of things. So it's a great event.
It really is. It is something to look forward to every spring. So thank you so much for calling in.
And thank you guys for announcing it so well.
Oh, our pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Should I start a rundown?
Wow, eager.
No, it's just that it's a long rundown, and it'll have plenty of time to call in the meantime.
Yes, of course. Yeah, take it away.
All right, Stephanie called in about the Meatball Palooza. It is a Sons of Norway, the last potluck for members and guests of the winter, and that's Sunday night at 5 at the Sons of Norway Hall. Meatball Palooza means they're serving meatballs, but you can bring your favorite recipe if you like, or a side or a dessert, and it's the last one of the winter, and they'll resume again in the fall. And let's see, Joyce called about bingo. That's tonight at the Sons of Norway, serving chicken taco soup with rolls, also lemon bars and cupcakes for dessert. And you have to be 19 to play bingo. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And Joyce is also looking for a love seat in good condition, sort of a short couch with just two cushions, not three. If you have something like that, give her a call at 907-518-0602. Sally called about the Pioneer Tea, which is tomorrow, And that is at the Sons of Norway Hall between 11 and 1. Is that, well, how could I have forgotten? I've read it so many times. Anyway, you can get your tickets at Lee's Clothing for $20, and there are many teas, savory and sweet snacks, and live music. I think it's 1 to 3 in the afternoon tomorrow at the Holy Cross House, I believe. And live music from Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. And monies raised all go to fund high school seniors' scholarships. Again, that's the Pioneer Tea, and that's tomorrow. And Sally also called about the rosemaling class, which starts the week of the 20th. The first class, the 21st, the bean pot, that's full. But there's still classes on Wednesday and Thursday and Saturday. Saturday's sort of the beginner's class. Friday is a makeup day, but there's classes all day. And Pioneers of Alaska right in front of me here. Yes, 1 to 3. So, anyway, back to the rosemaling class. It's $50 per class. That includes paint, brushes, and lunch. And it's upstairs at the Sons of Norway. And on the 20th, the teacher will be here, and they'll have a little open house for her between 5 and 7. She'll be showing a video about rosemaling, and that'll be at the Sons of Norway Hall as well. Again, that tea, 1 to 3 on Saturday. John Haverly called, and he's got some penny collections for sale, about 30 books, some partial, some full, and they're from 1909 to 2020. He's taken offers for those. Also selling some hunting knives. He's got a set of 4. They're between 6 inches and 12 inch blades. They're handmade. Some have bone handles. Accepting offers for that. And he says their house is for sale, where he and Liz Perry live there on the water next to Tonka. And it has a dock. It's a furnished home. And if you want to know more about that, you can call 907-772-3677. Someone called looking for an Instapot. They don't want it to be too small or too old. But if you have an Instapot that you'd like to sell, the phone number is 907-738-2447. That caller also looking for acrylic 4-ply yarn, if you have any. And then Marilyn called about the Friends of Petersburg Library book sale tomorrow from 11 to 1. And it is going to be a big event. There's puzzles for sale for $1 each, tons of books. And she says specifically books about guns and reloading, because someone asked about that last time. Yes, they'll have some books like that. And they will be $5 a bag for books, except for the silent auction books. They always have some really special ones on the table for silent auction time. And there's also going to be a seed sale at the same time in the Ruth Sandvik Conference Room at 11:30 to 1. The book sale is 11 to 1. And they're also auctioning off a Melissa Caraway quilt and a print that's beautiful. It has daffodils on it. So lots going on there at the library starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And all the proceeds raised from those book sales go to benefit the libraries in town, both all the school libraries and the public library. They do good work in the town. They put books out at the ferry terminal, also at the airport. And you can buy books at the library all the time, but this is their major sale. Also, there's a garage sale, a multifamily garage sale tomorrow from 10 to noon, 704 Rambler, multifamily with just about everything you could possibly need to live in Petersburg. And a Beat the Odds race coming up on the 18th, starting at 9 o'clock at Sandy Beach Park, 8:45 warm-ups. You can register at 8:30 at the park, or you can register in advance at Lee's Clothing for $25, and that includes a long-sleeved gray or white T-shirt with a design of daffodils by Kaya Dahl. And Desi and Jenny will be outside Lee's today doing registration, so if you see them sitting there, you can register at a table in front of Lee's today. And Jean called about the annual basement sale at the Lutheran Church. They are taking donations today from 4 to 6 and tomorrow from 10 to 1. And they will not be taking donations other times. So please don't drop stuff off outside the church. They're just taking donations they've had all week. And you have another opportunity from 4 to 6 today or 10 to 1 tomorrow. And that sale is next Saturday from 10 to 2. And there's also a bake sale and a book sale and a soup and bread lunch. Lots going on in this busy little town. I think that's Tradio for today.
I think that is Tradio for today. Well done, Julie. You carried us through.
Well, thanks for dealing with the phones, and yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, coming up next, we'll have some more music for the next half hour, picked out by myself. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Science Friday. And we'll turn to that right after this message.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.